Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. We'll be back on March 4th with all new episodes of the Story Pirates podcast. But in the meantime, I wanted to share with you a brand new kind of bonus episode celebrating our favorite and weirdest stories from the Story Pirates archives. We are calling it Story Pirates Deep Cuts. These stories aren't really greatest hits. They might not even be stories that you've really paid much attention to in the past. But that is what makes them
deep cuts.
Some of these I love because of the performances or even the sound design. And sometimes I just love what a story is about. But mostly, I try to choose stories that are weird. You know, we always tell kids that when you're writing a story, you have permission to get weird. Well, the authors of these stories definitely took that permission and ran with it. We'll get into our first deep cut after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Story Pirates
Deep Cuts.
This first story comes from season 3 of the Story Pirates podcast. It's called The Case of the Missing Files, and I chose it because I love detective stories, and I really love the performances of the two main actors in this story. Their names are Chris and Hannah, and in this story, they are so funny just by being very serious. Isn't it cool how you can be funny by being serious? If that makes sense? Anyway, maybe this story will inspire you to write your own detective story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Will, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Arkansas. And this is my story, The Case of the Missing Files.
Just another day for me, Jonathan Jones, a private eye, sitting in my personal office. Looks like today is starting out just like any other, with me reminding myself of my name, occupation, and where I currently am. Time to chillax and make some coffee so I don't feel so darn drowsy. Here I go. Yikes, there is old coffee in here. Jonathan, you gotta be better about these things. This is how you get mold. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm so tired I can barely see. Come on in.
Hello, detective. Oh, dear, looks like you spilled coffee on me.
You seem totally relaxed about that. Why?
That's my business, not yours. Jonathan Jones, I presume?
That's me. I would tell you who you are, but I don't know if we've met. Also, I'm going to be honest. I'm so tired I don't have any idea what you'd look like.
Classic Jonathan. No, we haven't met.
If we haven't met, then why would you say classic?
I believe you can help me, Mr. Jones.
You're right. Let's get that coffee stain cleaned up.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, I have some moist towels over here, and I think we're down.
Help with that. Don't worry. I have a lady who'll do it. I'll do laundry later. It's fine.
Well, it doesn't sound fine. But I'll take your word for it, Miss...
Harper. Miss Harper McHarperson?
I'm going to be honest, that's a strange name.
No, it's not.
Oh, my mistake. Now I'm embarrassed.
In fact, there's nothing to be suspicious about, and I'm a totally normal person who's not against you.
Good to know. Sometimes people don't tell me one way or the other, and I have to figure that out myself. Now back to that stain.
No, I mean, the coffee you spilled on me is not the reason I'm here.
Interesting. Go on.
I'm here because diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and more are being stolen from all over the world. I came here thinking you could help me, and then you spilled coffee all over me.
Oh, so you are concerned about the coffee?
No, I'm concerned about the priceless gems being stolen.
I see. Tell me more.
Well, I don't know anything else, but I can give you a number to call.
Your number?
No.
Good, because I was going to say I don't know if that's necessary.
It's the number of a person who's going to give you more information on the case.
That checks out.
I have to go. Goodbye, Jonathan.
Goodbye, Harper McHarperson.
Yes, that is my real name.
Well, Jonathan, you've started your day off with a totally normal human interaction. Nice going. Also, you got a new case. So first things first, I'll open my cabinet and start a brand new file for this one. What? All my case files gone. Oh no, she stole my files. That means every case I've ever solved, all of my accomplishments gone. Curse my morning drowsiness. Quick, the number she gave me. Time to just plug it into my rotary phone. Let's see here. Five. What's this last number? Five. Good thing she wrote it down. Ah, it's ringing.
Crimes Place, how may I help you?
Crimes Place, huh? My name is Jonathan Jones. I'm a private eye, and I'm very upfront with people.
Oh, did I say Crimes Place? I meant Rhymes Place.
What's a Rhymes Place?
Here at the Rhymes Place, we love to rhyme. In fact, we do it all of the days.
Didn't seem to rhyme.
Yes it did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm embarrassed.
We rhyme so well, it's what we do. Just like dogs go bark, or cows go, I'm a cow!
Okay, that definitely didn't rhyme. This is the Crimes Place. What's your address?
649 Cheryl River Road. Don't be distracted if our rhymes are minimal. This place is actually full of criminals. Hey, I did it! Oh no, gotta go!
Now to get to that address, which I can find using my handy road atlas, which... it's like a book full of local maps, ask your parents. Here I am at the address, but it looks just like an old shed. Better go inside alone. Nothing in here but a clock with seven hands. Another dead end. Well, I'd better head back, but first I've got to fix this clock. And by fix this clock, I mean break off the extra hands. Okay, I'm breaking off one, two... three. And now to break off this final one. Ah, I'm falling through a trap door! Okay, Jonathan. You just landed in a hallway and there are two doors. One of them should lead to the criminals. But what does the other door lead to?
Hi, Jonathan Jones.
Hi. You're just a man in a suit standing in a featureless room. Have we met?
Oh, classic Jonathan. No, we haven't met.
Okay, this has been happening to me a lot recently, but if we haven't met, then why
and
would you say...
obviously you don't have to ask who I am, because you already know.
I do?
I'm a superhero, of course. Just kidding. I'm Bob Dwellins.
Hi, Bob Dwellins.
Well, now we've met.
Okay, well, good to meet you, Bob.
You too, Jonathan.
Bye. What a nice fellow. Well, time for door number two. Harper!
Jonathan!
And the person from the phone who tried to convince me this was the Rhyme Place.
How'd you know it was me?
You two give me back my files.
You'll have to catch us first. Come on, henchmen.
Oh, no. They're going up that ladder and they're getting into that car!
Good luck catching us now that I'm in my brand new 1931 Ford Tudor, the most well-built automobile to date! See you later, Mr. Jones. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. This car was the worst $500 I ever spent.
Hello.
Ah, you caught up to us.
Yeah, I just walked over from the shed.
Fine. Here are your precious files.
Thank you. Now listen, Harper, bad guy. I've gathered enough evidence, and I'm 50% sure you're both criminals.
Oh, we are. Come on. What?
Now that I've solved this case, I've got a question for you. Why did you steal my files and then give me your real phone number?
Well, we didn't say we were good criminals.
That's true.
I stole your files so we could study them and get better at what we do. But clearly, we still have a lot to learn.
I get it. Being a private eye isn't so easy either. I feel like every day I end up getting distracted by one thing or another. Sometimes I get distracted by just talking to myself, even if I began by talking to someone else. I'll turn away dramatically, like this. And when I finally look back, sometimes they'll be... Hey! They're getting away with my files!
See you later, Jonathan! Oh, shoot.
Looks like another case solved by me, Jonathan Jones, private eye. The end.
Whoa! That was an incredible
deep cut.
So what do you say we listen to another one? Have you ever listened to a story and had one line in particular like really stand out to you? And then the next thing you know, you're like walking around your house, you're in the kitchen, and you're just saying that line over and over and over? Well, this next deep cut has a line just like that. See if you can figure out which one I mean when you listen to it. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Ada. I'm 4 years old and I live in Portland. This is my story, Lady of Tickle Day.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, good morning, Leland. How are those new butler cufflinks I gifted you working out?
Perfectly, sir. Or shall we go over the day's agenda?
Absolutely.
This morning you'll read the newspaper in the salon, then take a constitutional through your sprawling woods with your dog. Lunch at 1 o'clock, followed by a nap, tea at 4, dinner at 7, and a bath at 8. Hot cocoa hour from 8:30 to 9:30, and of course, sweet dreams scheduled throughout the night. Presently, you should be enjoying toast with marmalade and tea.
I'm already behind. Sway that marmalade my way. Oh, gosh. Look out the window. Good heavens, Leland. The trees are teeming with children.
I'll get to the bottom of this, sir.
Hey, children, what are you doing climbing up Sir's tree?
We're getting ladybugs.
It's Ladybug Tickle Day, sir.
Oh, looks like I neglected to tell you it's Ladybug Tickle Day, sir. You know, the holiday where you find a ladybug in the woods, let it tickle you, give it oats and leaves and honey and cherries, and let it tickle you again. Then put it in the ladybug dollhouse before you go to sleep. I'm going to celebrate myself after
there
I...
There will be no celebration of Ladybug Tickle Day in this house, Leland.
Very good, sir, but it's really more for my son. You see, he's ill.
I'm not afraid of ladybugs, Leland.
I never said you were.
And I appreciate you not insinuating such a thing. It's just this holiday is obviously dangerous. Encouraging young people to climb in trees and whatnot. Children, why don't you just go to the ladybug tickle store?
Oh, that's only if you don't want to go to the woods.
And we love going to the woods.
Sir, let the ladybug tickle you.
Let the ladybug tickle you again.
Oh, go on. Get tickled.
I will not. I have a very full diary today.
Aww.
Ladybug tickle day, preposterous. Right, I'm off to read the newspaper in the salon. Leland? These stocks are so entertaining. They go up, they go down, and sometimes they do nothing at all. Ah, the phone. I'll answer it. Hello?
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What did you say?
I said, can I help you?
Well, that's rather presumptuous. How did you get this number?
I beg your pardon, but you called me.
I'm not afraid of ladybugs. Good day.
Everything all right, sir?
Leland?
Yes, sir?
I'll take that walk through my woods with my dog now.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What did you just say?
I said very good, sir.
quite right. Ah, oh, well done, Emily. Well fetched, you are quite good at being a dog. Yes, you're right. All I needed was fresh air to clear my head of this ladybug tickle day nonsense.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What?
Let the ladybug tickle you again. Let the ladybug...
Not you, Emily. I'm running back inside to hide away from this ladybug tickle-day obsessed world under my quilts. I'm not afraid of ladybugs, Emily! I'm not afraid of ladybugs! Who's there?
Tis I, Leland, sir. I thought you might skip your lunch and nap and tea and dinner on Bath and move Cocoa Hour up to now, since you're already in bed huddled under the covers with your lights dimmed.
Leland, I'm not feeling quite myself. It seems no matter where I turn, a voice is saying, let the ladybug tickle me. Even Emily.
Emily, sir? The dog?
Yes. Leland.
Sir?
Is that a ladybug on your jacket?
Oh, yes, I suppose it is. It appears it hopped onto my shoulder. I was celebrating Ladybug Tickle Day with my son, who, by the way, is feeling much better.
Oh,
thank
Leland.
You for...
I'm so frightened of the ladybug. Take it away. Take it away immediately.
Very good, sir. And when it's summertime, I'll let the ladybug fly out and we won't celebrate another Ladybug Tickle Day.
Oh.
Until it's winter again.
Leland, you're right. Ladybug Tickle Day happens every winter. It's never going to stop. Whatever shall I do?
Did you ever think to let the ladybug tickle you?
Leland?
Let the ladybug tickle you!
Oh. Emily?
Let the ladybug tickle you.
Voice from the phone.
Let the ladybug tickle you again.
Go on, get tickled.
Children from the woods.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
Fine. If I must, I will. Let the ladybug tickle your... I mean, me. Here we go. Oh, that one was delightful. It wasn't scary at all. Leland, change my schedule. Clear the rest of the afternoon for a ladybug tickle day celebration.
Hooray!
And now to put the ladybug in the ladybug dollhouse, but not before I let it tickle me again. All right, that's enough now.
Very good, sir. The next item on your schedule says the end.
All right, so now it's your turn to say, let the ladybug tickle you to your whole family, over and over. And if you do it in a bad British accent, even better. And if you do it in a real British accent, that's okay too. Go ahead, try it.
Let the ladybug tickle you. Oi, let the ladybug tickle you. Oi, go.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Okay, so let's go to today's final
deep cut.
This is a story that goes way, 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 way back to the early years of the Story Pirates podcast. It features a kid who's followed around all day by weird backup singers, which is, you gotta admit, a really funny idea. And it also features one of the first pieces of music that Rachel ever wrote for the Story Pirates podcast. You can hear her sing solo during the part about coconuts. You'll know it when you hear it. Written by a third grader named Gabriella, here is Zach's story.
Hi, I'm Zach.
It's Zach.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's Zacky Wacky.
Oh yeah, everybody calls me Zacky Wacky.
He makes up wacky songs.
Yeah, I guess I do.
He does a wacky dance.
I mean, sometimes.
He makes up wacky stories.
Well,
his stories aren't true.
Okay, stop. You guys are really distracting. And my stories are true. Anyway,
we are distracting.
Stop!
But we are so, so cool.
Guys!
We love to sing our cool songs.
Seriously, you guys!
Okay, we're leaving. Bye!
Thank you!
You'll miss us when we're gone.
Weird. But I think they're gone. Anyway, one thing that is wacky about me, my vacations. Here's one of my trips. So this one time I was at Hawaii relaxing on the beach when a bunch of sea creatures came in my direction.
Zach, is this a wacky story? 'Cause it sounds too wacky to be true.
No, this story totally happened. Anyway, I ran for my life until they were out of sight. Then they jumped from trees and started attacking me.
Zach, this is a wacky story. There's no way this story can be true.
Oh, but it is true. Also, is a coconut even a fruit?
It's a nut or a seed, but it's also a fruit. You're changing the subject. Your story is wacky. Wacky, 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 wacky.
My story is true. The last day of my trip was the best. I got to do whatever I wanted. It was awesome. I started to go out and... Oh. Well, I started to run and scream at... Stop that! Bring back those singing people. This is awful. I started to run around and scream. Finally, Oh, yeah. I'm in school. Also, that whole story, that was all just a dream.
It was all just a dream.
Oh, hey, you guys are back.
Hi.
You're right. I did miss you.
Isn't that wacky?
Oh, look, my friend Kai. Hi, Kai.
Hey, well, I miss him. I've never been to... Did you kiss him?
Hilarious, Kai.
He was asleep at school.
Oh, cool. My friend Gabby is here, too. Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm okay.
Now all his classmates are here.
Oh, look. All my classmates. Classmates, meet everyone. Everyone, meet my classmates.
Hello to Zach's classmates.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Just, like,
following
around all the time.
Do you play Little League baseball?
I've seen you.
Wow. This has been a weird dream. I probably shouldn't have eaten all that coconut. Oh, well.
Bye from Zachy Wacky.
The
end.
Seriously, though, a coconut is a nut, a seed, and also a fruit. That is pretty cool. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another episode of Story Pirates
Deep Cuts.
And in the meantime, why not write us a story and have your grown-ups send it in? We really, truly read every single story we get because they give us new things to think about, they make us laugh, and they allow us to get to know you better. And by the way, if you've written a story, but you're not sure it's perfect, that's okay. We just really want to see your ideas and meet your characters from your imagination. And even though it sometimes takes a little while for us to do it, we write back to every story we get to tell you just how much we loved it. So get writing, and we'll see you next time.
Bye! Bye.